I want to move on to the student accommodation crisis, and it really is a crisis apparently, because I took a call in our offices yesterday from an exasperated parent from Donegal, the parent of a student beginning studies at IT Sligo. And there is literally, apparently, very literally, no accommodation to be had in Sligo at all. No student accommodation, no rental accommodation anywhere. And the parent told us that she'd been advised by the college authorities to book the student into a local hotel. The rates are somewhere in the region of €55 a night. Now, we often hear at this time of the year, every year, of student accommodation problems in Dublin and Galway, but never usually in Sligo. And I know there are similar such issues in Letterkenny, for students attending Letterkenny IT. We are joined on the line by the president of the Students' Union at IT Sligo, Dara Martin. Good morning to Dara.
Thanks
for joining us. How bad are things, and is that parent right? Is there a real shortage this year, Dara?
Yeah, listen, we do feel we're in unprecedented times at the moment. You know, obviously you mentioned there that it's usually something that affects Galway predominantly and Dublin, but we're seeing a national crisis at the moment. Letterkenny, Maynooth, Limerick, the likes is all being affected by this. So it is quite unprecedented, and it is a bit of an issue at the moment.
There's very little, I suppose, you can do about it as a student union. You can advise and help out as best you can, but there is a shortage of rented accommodation. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, listen, we're trying all we can. Obviously, we can't get the houses ourselves, but we are trying all we can. We're putting out appeals constantly to Sligo Champion, to yourselves as on last week or 2 weeks ago, and we are trying to get as many options as we can for our students. We're trying to reach out to landlords and to self-created catering accommodation, digs, the likes of them, to advertise with us on our students' union website at stu.ie. So we do encourage, if there's anyone out there who does have availability or has a room that they don't mind sharing out, or even a self-catering property, to get in touch with us, and we'll advertise it to students straight away.
Yeah, and the student accommodation, that's been oversubscribed again greatly this year. That hasn't been an option at all for many.
Yeah. And there's probably various reasons for that, but one reason or one problem that we've identified, and again, as you said earlier, we can't do a whole lot about it, is we are aware of a few purpose-built student accommodations being booked from that aren't students, long-term leases. So obviously when that happens, and that's immediately a few apartments or a few places that students can no longer go to. And as you said, the actual housing crisis in general, you know, on daft.ie, properties are hard to come by. So with a combination of both of those things, it's probably causing the problem that we haven't faced much before here, or haven't faced this extent before.
All right, okay. That being said, I'm sure you're still available for advice as a student union for concerned students or parents. You'll help them as best you can.
Absolutely. No, everyone here is working long hours and trying to do the best we can whilst, you know, managing inductions and stuff like that. So if anyone does have any issues or if there's anything that we can do, I would encourage them to reach out to support at itsu.ie. So that's our email address. And our welfare officer here, Saskia, who predominantly do accommodation, she's quite busy, and we've all hands on deck trying to help people with accommodation, trying to get more options. So I myself have gone out to a few properties before we listed them on our website and before we endorsed them to students. So we are trying our best, and again, I really would encourage any landlords or anyone who's a room for digs or self-catering property to get in touch with us.